Commentator Bob Summers' son just returned from a year in Iraq. He counts himself among Americans who support the troops, but he's put off by one way people are choosing to show it.
You would think that the sight of a yellow ribbon magnet on the back of a car proclaiming, "Support our troops," would give me a lift. But it doesn't. It just seems so easy to express patriotism by slapping a magnet with a slogan on your car. So glib. So self-righteous. Support our troops. That sentence is neither a request nor a statement. It's a command. There's a hint of a dare in it that reminds me of a similar sentence. Bring it on. It's vaguely Ann Coulterish. Analyzing its rhetoric may be treason. Perhaps not the way I think of support. I've noticed that these magnets often appear on vehicles that display still lingering Bush-Cheney stickers. It isn't a big leap to conclude that there's something partisan about them. And the sight of all these yellow magnets is starting to bring out the worst in me. Sometimes I want to roll down my windows and confront the drivers. I want to exclaim, "Who doesn't support the troops? What have you done to support the troops?" They may be well-meaning and sincere people, but I'm convinced that they're just driving along, thinking support our troops thoughts like, "Thank God I live in a red state," or, "Maybe it's time to price a Hummer." That's what I assume they're thinking anyway. I should explain that my wife and I expended a lot of emotional energy as well as some financial resources supporting our son and his buddies in Iraq last year. We cried. We sent packages. We waited anxiously for calls and emails. We adopted guys who didn't get mail. We sent Christmas gifts to the whole squad. The list goes on. And we had a lot of support from friends, family, and church members. The effort, the care, the shopping, these were a way for us to do something. Still, that curious phrase, "support our troops," on those yellow ribbon magnets seems to accuse me of not doing my part. Then I realized that "support our troops" is a code. It requires parsing. Here's what I think it means. Those who presumably need to be admonished to support the troops are those who oppose the decisions of the administration. Support our troops means, then, that we should be supporting the war. I believe that most yellow magnet bearers want support not just for the troops, but for the mission, the presence, the president. Maybe the magnets should say, "Shut up and support our troops." The service star banner that hangs in the front window of our home is less faddish than all of those yellow ribbon magnets, but its message, I hope, is plainer.
Bob Summer lives outside Kansas City, Missouri.